Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to America's hottest, boldest prediction show.
It's the four hosts.
Letterman nice. Pro Bold Predictions. We are back again after another great week for me, Austin Ward, that's Spencer Holbrook, Zach Carpenter, and Jeremy Birmingham. We are getting into it once again after Ohio State stayed unbeaten with a dominant win over Purdue. Now they get ready for Michigan State, the first of back-to-back Big Ten showdowns to close out the regular season. Saturday at noon in the Horseshoe Berm, where should we begin?
We begin with the fact that Michigan State has the 130th ranked pass defense in the country.
How many teams are there?
I think 132, 131, 133.
Spencer, help him out.
134, 130.
130.
Okay, so wow. They have the worst.
So they're last.
So I think that's a bad sign for a team playing against Ohio State.
Wait, so you knew they were 130, but you didn't know that was worst in the country?
No, I just knew that seems pretty low.
Oh, okay.
But once you get past like the 120 threshold, it's all pretty much, you know, give or take 1 point, you're going to be the worst in the country.
Sure.
Either way, C.J. Stroud should have a big day. The weather looks like it's going to be cold but not windy, which is good. You're going to be talking
more like weatherman, Ro.
500 passing yards for C.J. Stroud.
Well, 500 spot.
That's pretty bold.
That is bold.
I'm going to go
500 passing yards on 30 completions.
What, he had 31 completions last week, and how many passing yards? Like 360?
Buckeyes are going to hit a couple long ones.
Drilling down, huh, Berm?
Wow.
All right. Bold prediction number one from yours truly. There is a competition inside this game of two running backs who are the two best running backs in America now, with Bijan Robinson out for the season.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a two-horse race for the best running back in the country award.
Sure.
And Travion Henderson will win that award as a true freshman on the back of a performance in this game. Travion Henderson will have 100 more rushing yards than Kenneth Walker III. I think that Ohio State knows what Michigan State can do against the run, but Michigan State knows what Ohio State can do in the air. I think Michigan State's going to have to try to take away at least a little bit of that, and that means fewer guys in the box for Travion Henderson. I think this is where he really makes his statement. He comes out and proves himself as that premier back in the country. Give me Travion Henderson 189 rushing yards, and we'll have Kenneth Walker under 90.
Okay.
I've never seen so much intensity from Spencer. I don't know about you guys.
I saw some fire in his eyes. November is for contenders, Zach.
I've never seen someone drill down as hard as that. There we go.
That was aggressive, and I'm really a big fan.
Close. Wow.
Big fan.
So
let's see more of that.
I'm going the opposite route on the first two offensive
predictions.
Wow, Zach
says Michigan State wins.
That is bold.
When was the last time they won?
Go ahead.
When was the last time they beat Ohio State?
2015.
No, I'm not going that far. I actually am going with a defensive bold prediction with we talked about this during the practice report on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I think this could be a Steel Chambers game with the way Michigan State, I feel like they're going to come out, and obviously they try to establish the run every game. I think they're going to try to do that again, and I just feel like they're going to be able to get into that level of defense where Steel Chambers is going to have to prove himself again, like he's been doing all year, as a sure tackler. One of the most sure tacklers on the team. I have him for 15 or more tackles and three tackles for loss.
Certainly does help that Ohio State appears to have realized he should be on the field as much as possible.
And can I make one more point? So I think it's going to be either big Steel Chambers game or a big Ronnie Hickman game for the same reasons, because I feel like they're both tailor-made for this type of matchup.
Bold prediction.
No, I'm going. One of them's going to have a big game. My prediction is that it's going to be Steel Chambers. Because I think they're skill sets.
I think they both may.
There's a good chance that they both have big games.
Yep.
Rallying up to tackle Kenneth Walker III, who will be held under 65 rushing yards by Ohio State's defense. It's been, a little bit amusing to hear the panic. Ohio State's gone backwards. This defense is going to cost them by almost any measure. you know, when you look at the advanced analytics, this Ohio State defense is one of the best in the country. They have to play a ton of possessions. They give up yards. They sat back last week and were content to allow that to happen when they were up by four touchdowns. I think what happened in the previous 2 weeks against Penn State and Nebraska, which I'm not going to pretend are the most explosive attacks anywhere in the country, are a lot more informative and educational about what's going to happen against Michigan State and Michigan teams that cannot throw the football at all, at least not to the level that would concern Ohio State. So they will be able to load up the box and stop the rush. And anytime they face some of these Heisman caliber running backs and they devote their resources and their personnel and their talent to shutting out a team and shutting them down on the ground, way more often than not, they do it.
Yeah, historically, the Buckeyes have fared pretty well against, like, the Melvin Gordons, who they walk into a game and go, we're going to own the ball and run all of Ohio State, and they never do. I think that my bold prediction of 500 yards for Stroud in that prediction that you guys have about Kenneth Walker is going to lead to C.J. Stroud emerging from this game as the clear-cut Heisman Trophy favorite.
He already is.
I know he is in some betting circles right now, but I mean in public opinion, I think, because this is a head-to-head game against the guy that most people think is the favorite right now. But it's also going to be the game when Chris Olave emerges as the clear-cut winner and favorite for the Biletnikoff. And this is a kid that is going to have his game. We've seen the last 2 weeks. We've seen Jackson Smith and Jigba have his game, and then Garrett Wilson. It's Chris Olave's time, and I think it's because what Michigan State does well is kind of stop that intermediate passing attack, and I think that's where Xavier Henderson, one of my favorite players in the Big Ten, will make some hay and have some some fun hitting Jackson Smith and Jigba and Garrett Wilson in the short routes, and that's going to leave Chris Olave by himself over the top a number of times.
You know what's interesting, Berm?
What?
The way that these awards work and how messed up the voting is.
So messed up.
Olave is actually fortunate that Garrett Wilson and Jackson Smith and Jigba were snubbed from the semifinalist award list, because that means he has a much better chance of winning that. That will not be the case for the Big Ten Wide Receiver of the Year, all Big Ten First Team Awards, when all three of them are in the mix. That vote is going to get split and narrowed between the three, and that is going to let David Bell win, which will be an absolute travesty.
Yep.
Anyway.
Spencer?
Yeah.
That's a bold prediction. Let me drill down, though. I know it's a Chris Olave game, and by that I mean 225 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, my Lord.
So that's a senior day right there.
Senior
dizzle. That's quite the senior day, and that would put him very close to 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. I think he would, yeah.
He would likely get it the week after against the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I think he's going to do that anyways. But let's flip back over to defense.
Let's flip it.
There we go.
Smack it up.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Haskell Garrett has been banged up is the better word, the last few weeks. I think he's going to be better, be 100% in this game. I'd like to think that they've been holding him back a little bit for a game like this.
Oh, there's been holding, all right.
And a game like Michigan. Haskell Garrett's going to have 4 tackles for loss. 3 of them will be sacks. This is a Haskell Garrett game because you've got to have him on the field as the run stuffer. Mm-hmm. And Michigan State's going to have to throw the ball because I think they're going to be down for quite a lot of this game. He is as disruptive as they come, interior or on the outside. I know there are plenty of players in the Big Ten that are good pass rushers. There's nobody that does it like him from the inside. I think he's going to have a really nice game. I'm going to give him 4 tackles for loss. I'll give him 3 sacks.
Yeah, those are great points. I think Haskell Garrett, I just want to say that also I think that he could be in for a big game too, and that's something I've been thinking about.
Thanks.
As far as making predictions, see, we like each other. each other out there. Just kidding.
Real broship here.
I kind of, the way the game script is going to go, in my opinion, I think that Ohio State's going to get out to a 2 or 3 touchdown lead in the probably early second quarter. And then I don't know if they're just going to wind up running out the clock or like trying to do game control, not run out the clock, but you know what I mean, try to possess the ball, because it's not like they're going up against a Purdue team that's going to come back and score a ton of points and then you just kind of coast to a win or whatever. But anyway, I think that this game is loading up for either a huge passing day or a huge rushing day with whatever Michigan State strategy is going to be. And again, I'm not trying to hedge a bet like you guys accused me of last time, but I think it's going to be a big day in the air. I think 2 receivers are going to have 150-plus yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Last week I said 3 receivers would get 100 yards or more, and that almost came true. Olave was 15 off. I think I think Ryan Day is just going to – he's going to go back to the well of what he always does, where he just passes it up against a very vulnerable defense, that passing defense that's the worst statistically in the country.
Yeah, they're very bad, and that's why there'll be plenty of opportunities to pick how you want to score and who should score for Ohio State. All this, I think Olave is going to have a big game on senior day. He's going to be motivated and fired up. There's another guy who has played to less than his standard throughout the season. He helps elevate this Ohio State passing attack when he's at his best. He's obviously important on the ground as well. It's just not, it's been a little bit something off, but the end is near for Jeremy Ruckert. He made a decision to come back to be a leader, to boost his draft stock and play really well. That hasn't happened. And everybody inside this building right over here have been pretty open about that, that he can give them more in these competitive play situations. And I think that he will in a game like this. So I think Jeremy Ruckert is going to score twice and have, I don't know, five catches for 65 yards.
I think for Ohio State to be their best, Jeremy Ruckert has to be better. Yeah. And I think that's pretty, you know, easy to say.
They sent a clear message last week. He did not start against Purdue. Mitch Rossi, a former walk-on, we know how valuable he is for Ohio State. When you're, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. It's the first play of the game. And I think that's maybe something that connects and resonates a little bit more with him.
I think the games like this are moving days. You know what I mean? In golf, right? You have that day on Saturday where you start to make your move up the minds of people watching, and oh, this guy can win this. And I think this is the weekend when Denzel Burke is going to establish himself as a first-team All-American, not just freshman All-American, first-team All-American cornerback. Two interceptions on Saturday for Denzel Burke, and more just him clamping down the best receivers in the Big Ten. I know, he gave up 11 receptions to David Bell. 11 catches for 109 yards is clamping down David Bell. Did the same thing to Jahan Dotson 3 weeks earlier. This week it's going to be against Jay Reed, whose first name is
Jaden,
not Jalen. I am interested to see if Speedy Naylor is back for Michigan State on the other side, but I don't think that's going to matter. Denzel Burke, two interceptions, because Michigan State, if they're going to have any chance, is going to have to try to push the ball down the field, because the Buckeyes are going to sell out to stop Kenneth Walker. And that's when you'll see the freshmen rise up.
You know, I talked to... I just talked about pressure and the way that Ohio State can get pressure from the inside.
Yeah.
Peyton Thorne, I think, is going to be under a lot of duress. And I guess I'm going back to this same well for my third one to tag along with my second one. I think he's going to have two picks. I think this Ohio State
to Denzel Burke. Brim already said that.
Yeah, but I think he's going to throw
bolder.
Two in the first half.
Oh,
that really turns this game on its head.
Okay.
Both to Denzel Burke.
Drilled down.
I guess both. Well, no, Denzel Burke might get one in the second half. I think they're going to shorten the rotation at cornerback. So, you know, we saw a little bit of a slip up last week from Seven Banks, and I don't think he's playing his best right now. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Cameron Brown and Denzel Burke.
Yeah.
You know, for this stretch run, you've got to have your best guys out there. I think you have one on each side. They're going to challenge both of them, Naylor and Reed both. If they're back, they're going to challenge the inside. Two picks in the first half really turns this game over.
Seven Banks was one of these off-season storylines everyone talked about. I'm not saying he's playing poorly or anything like that, but
clearly
there has been a difference between Denzel Burke and Cameron Brown and Seven Banks. And I think as the Buckeyes get closer to championship time, if they don't start shortening up those rotations, then you're going to run into some issues, and I think that that's to your point.
Yeah.
I'm dying for Court Williams to get his first career interception, but I just don't think it's going to be that type of game.
Well, they don't normally throw interceptions on kickoff.
I don't think it's going to be that type of game where we're seeing the twos on the field in the fourth quarter. I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a close game.
Defensively, I bet we do.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be somewhere in the 20-point range. I think it's going to be right around that spread. So not going with the Court Williams, but I had to get his name
so
out.
Who
I
is
had
it?
To say it.
So your prediction is that Court Williams is not going to have an interception.
That's actually pretty bold for me. That's like him predicting a kick return for a touchdown. Speaking of which,
oh boy,
Emeka Abuka.
Wait, I'm trying.
Is going.
Trying to get my head around the fact that Zach just predicted that Court Williams would not have an interception.
That was not what I was going for. I just wanted to get his name out there. Come on, I haven't said Court Williams' name in a couple weeks.
Now you've said it three times.
Exactly. There we go.
Court Williams.
Do you have a real prediction?
I'm stealing yours since you're being so mean to me.
If you say it one more time, Court Williams appears behind you.
What was that movie?
Beetlejuice.
Candyman.
There we go. I think Emeka Abuka, this is the week, kickoff return for a touchdown.
He's been so close so many times.
Yep. And I wanted to steal one from Austin because he was being so rude.
Predicts.
That's wild.
Austin, let's hear it. Who's not going to return a punt for a touchdown this week?
I think Garrett Wilson is going to return a punt for a touchdown this week. That's about all that's left for him to do. He talked, this is more about the fact that this is going to be the last time people get to see Garrett Wilson in the horseshoe. That's about as open as anybody has ever been about the fact that they are most likely going to be declaring for the draft. Everyone knows that that's been his plan for a while. It's sort of like a Chase Young inevitability here for him. And I understand why Ohio State didn't want to put him back there coming off of the concussion last week, and Jackson Smith and Jigwa can handle those punt returns just as well as he can. But, you know, Garrett Wilson, this is one of his last opportunities to make a play like that. There's a little bit of, like, late season, you know, backdoor Heisman buzz for Garrett Wilson. And if you add a punt return in November, coming off of what he did last week against Purdue, might sneak him into New York. That's really not that outlandish considering the impact he's had. So Garrett Wilson will return a punt for a touchdown.
Okay, there it is. It's settled.
I decided just to mix in a little actual analysis.
That is settled science.
Wow. Do you guys have score predictions?
What's the spread now? 19 still? I'm going to...
So find, Michigan find State's your best number, though.
Michigan State's 130th against the pass. Ohio State is 108th or something like that. I don't think either team is going to have a great defensive day stopping yards from happening. I really do think Michigan State's offense is varied enough and multiple enough to give the Buckeyes some problems. But I think Ohio State will win. I think we're talking 48-31 Buckeyes.
Non-cover.
I am going to go 55-28. I think this is a game that Ohio State can control. I think it's a game that Ohio State will control. And next Tuesday, you'll see the Buckeyes at number two in the polls, because I think this is a statement game. You want to talk about a top 10 team that, you know, really against common opponents with Ohio State has not looked like a top 10 team compared to what Ohio State looks like against these teams. Ohio State's going to send a message to everyone around the country that this is a team that is not the same team that everyone saw against Oregon on September 11th. I think this game's going to be out of hand.
Yeah, I got 41-20. I feel like I've explained throughout this video what my reasoning for that. So
no need to drill down.
Austin Ward, for his actual analysis here. Go to him.
The more that this week plays out and the closer you look at this matchup, I thought that Michigan State would be the toughest test left for Ohio State in the second half of the season. They may still be, but there's such a wide gap between the talent on these two rosters, and Ohio State has figured out a lot of the things that were plaguing them early on defense. The offense went through their two-week lull and then could have scored 100 points if they wanted to last week against Purdue. Michigan State's defense, I mean, if you can't defend the pass at all and you're trying to defend C.J. Stroud and that collection of receivers, I just don't see that happening. Ohio State will win this game 56-24. Those are our bold predictions. Getting ready for Saturday at noon in the Horseshoe. Can't wait. Top 10 showdown. Spencer Holbrook, Zach Carpenter, Jeremy Birmingham. I'm Austin Ward. Stay with us for our full coverage of that game and every other one at lettermanrow.com. We will see you there.